I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. ISIS burned 45 people to death in Iraq just days after butchering 21 Christians in Libya. Not to be outdone, the Taliban attacked police headquarters in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says rather than rallying Muslims to their cause, it's having the opposite effect. Their partner has 1,000 gospels, but they won't last very long. People want to know more about Christ. Pray wisdom and courage. Allen's last thought?
The wicked things that men intend, God even uses those things. His power is stronger. His love is greater than those things. And he's using these tragic events to draw people to himself.
Next, a new international director is leading Every Child Ministries. With years of mission experience under his belt, Mark Luckey has learned a very important thing.
To come in and partner with people, to work with them side by side, hand in hand, to help meet their needs along the way, to me is just the greatest way to present the gospel, because once you do that and you have that relationship, then there's a tremendous openness to hearing about the good news of Jesus.
He's using this concept to lead ECM in effective ministry. Pray God will lead ECM through this transition and beyond. And Happy New Year! Today is the Chinese New Year. This holiday is as important to Chinese as Christmas is to Americans. Chinese people living away from their homeland often find it a lonely time, but you can make them feel right at home and loved. The International Mission Board is encouraging you to build relationship bridges, make friendships, and share the gospel. It's a new year with a new start. Get the how-tos at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you read when you get your free Atlas of Change Lives from Sat7. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Change Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.